We started back downtown. At 116th, we spotted one and got off, but the flop got up and walked away before we could get near him. A shabby man with a wide, loose mouth accosted Roy and started talking. He was another lush worker.
"The fag scored again," he said. "Two notes and a wristwatch down on 96th Street.
Roy muttered something and looked at his paper. The man went on talking in a loud voice.
"I had one come up on me. What are you doing with your hand in my pocket?" he says.
"For Christ's sake, don't talk like that," Roy said and walked away from him.
"Fucking wrong bastard," he muttered. "There aren't many lush workers around now, only the fag, the beagle, and that tramp. They all envy the fag because he makes good scores. If a sucker comes up on him, he pretends to feel his leg like he was a fag. Those tramps at 103rd Street go around saying goddamn fag because they can't score. He's no more a fag than I am."
Roy paused reflectively.
"Not as much, in fact."
We rode to the end of the line in Brooklyn without spotting a single flop. On the way back, there was a drunk asleep in a car. I sat down beside him and opened my paper. I could feel Roy's arm across my back. Once, the drunk woke up and looked at me sharply, but both my hands were clearly visible on the paper. Roy pretended to be reading the paper with me. The drunk went back to sleep.
"Here's where we get off," Roy said. "We better go out on the street for a bit. Doesn't pay to ride too long."
We had a cup of coffee at the 34th Street automat and split the last take. It was $3.
"When you take a lush on the car," Roy was explaining, "you got to gauge yourself to the movement of the car. If you get the right rhythm, you can work it out even if the mooch is awake. I went a little too fast on that one. That's why he woke up. He felt something was wrong, but he didn't know what it was."
At Times Square, we ran into Subway Mike. He nodded but did not stop. Mike always worked alone.
"Let's take a run out to Queens Plaza," Roy said. "That's on the Independent. The Independent has special cops hired by the company, but they don't carry guns, only saps. So if one grabs you, run if you can break loose."
Queens Plaza is another dangerous station where it is impossible to cover yourself from every angle. You just have to take a chance. There was a drunk sleeping full length on a bench, but we couldn't risk taking him because too many people were around.
"We'll wait a bit," Roy said. "Remember, though, never pass more than 3 trains. If you don't get a clear chance by then, forget it, no matter how good it looks."
2 young punks got off a train carrying a lush between them. They dropped him on a bench, then looked at Roy and me.
"Let's take him over to the other side," said one of the punks. "Why not take him right here?" Roy asked.
The punks pretended not to understand.
"Take him? I don't get it. What does our queer friend mean?"
They picked up their lush and carried him to the other side of the platform. Roy walked over to our mark and pulled a wallet out of his pocket.
"No time for finesse," he remarked.
The wallet was empty. Roy dropped it on the bench. One of the punks shouted across the tracks,
"Take your hands out of his pockets!"
And they both laughed.
"Fucking punks," said Roy.
"If I catch one of them on the west side line, I'll push the little bastard onto the tracks." One of the punks came over and asked Roy for a cut.
"I tell you, he didn't have nothing," said Roy. "We saw you take out his wallet. There wasn't nothing in it."
A train stopped and we got on, leaving the punk there undecided whether or not to get tough.
"Fucking punk thinks it's a joke," Roy said. "They won't last long. They won't think it's so funny when they get out on the island doing 529.
We were in a run of bad luck. Roy said,
"Well, that's the way it goes. Some nights you make $100. Some nights you don't make anything."